Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Happy Monday. Leslie Stahl, a well-known CBS correspondent, her husband has Parkinson's disease, and he joined a gym that teaches him how to box. This is a new sort of rage. It's going on for Parkinson's patients. It's a new form of fitness for them, and it's boxing. It's called rock steady boxing. It uses professional boxing techniques a little more gently than maybe normal. And it's developed in Indianapolis in 2006. Indianapolis, as you know, is the home of the American College of Sports Medicine, our great friends here at Radio MD. And it's spread to about 50 gyms worldwide. They use stretching for the stiffness, footwork for balance, and punching to steady the tremors. It's an interesting program, and if you watch some of the videos on it, and if you see that what it's doing for Parkinson's, now Parkinson's is one of those diseases that can strike at any age, and it's got a genetic component, but not necessarily does it have to be that. It's a pretty scary business. It really is. I've worked with Parkinson's patients for years, and I can tell you right now that the mask in the face, the tremors, the clarity of thought, the speech problems, it's all really insidious. And boxing not only gives this feeling of strength and power, because I don't typically, you know, like boxing for much of anything, but for a fitness situation, especially for Parkinson's patients, it really seems to be giving them that upper edge and helping to reduce some of the tremors and helping them to work on their balance. And anything that does that for patients of a disease such as this is great. And you know, Michael J. Fox has been the face of Parkinson's for years, and he got it at such a young age and still is working. I have so much respect for him, and he's great on The Good Wife. I don't know if you ever watched that show, but he's fantastic on it. He is funny. And his tremors and things that he has during the show are now part of the script. So it's a very interesting new technique, this rock steady boxing. So we're going to keep an eye on that, because I think it would be really cool to do a show with some Parkinson's patients through the American College of Sports Medicine and see what it's really all about and how it's helping them. So if you prefer to drive to work rather than ride public transport, you might be reducing your risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, and being overweight. Men typically drive. Men are more likely to drive to work than women, according to the researchers of this new study. And women are more likely to use public transport to walk or to cycle to work. Well, you know, right there in that statement, that if women are walking and cycling, they're in better shape than the male counterparts that are driving stress-related cars, stress-related traffic, and gas expenses. It can really drive you crazy. That's what road rage is all about. And those traffic jams in the morning are absolutely terrible to behold. Depends where you live, I suppose, but if you take public transport, you really could be reducing your risk of high blood pressure, obesity, heart disease, so many other things. And not only that, I think it's probably better for the environment. I know it's better for the environment. If you ride to work, walk to work, cycle to work, rather than drive every day, you're using gas, you're helping to erode the environment. We're just using up the roadways, clogging up smog. And if you cannot drive a car to do something, why wouldn't you? And now with the study that says that you could be reducing your risk of heart disease and obesity and high blood pressure, that's just one more reason to walk or cycle or take public transport to work. And then you get to read your paper and stuff. This is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up. Stay tuned.